This Tuesday, May 18th, is primary day in four states: Oregon, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. Voters there will be deciding hundreds of races for various offices, and a few have drawn national attention. Tough party nomination fights for three Senate seats, plus a special election to fill a vacancy in the House. Joining me now with a preview is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Rebecca.
So although it is only mid-May, these aren't even the first primaries of the year. We've already seen elections in a handful of states. Have any themes emerged?
Yes. Unhappy country. The country is not in a good mood, and when it has an opportunity to spank an incumbent or an establishment candidate, it's been taking that opportunity. We expect to see some more of that this week.
Does unhappy country mean angry voters who want to throw the bums out or dissatisfied voters who want to stay home?
It's meaning some of both. I think the turnout has been rather disappointing, particularly on the Democratic side, although it's not particularly stellar on the Republican side. But people who are angry do tend to be the throw-the-bums-out voters. But generally, people are unhappy about jobs, about the direction of the economy, confused about that. Some people are mad about the direction of change. Other people are frustrated by the pace of change. And just a lot of anxiety about the future.
Well, let's run through a couple of these more interesting races. In Kentucky, Republican Senator Jim Bunning is retiring. There are tight primaries in both parties for that one.
That's right. The Republican establishment likes their Secretary of State, Trey Grayson. He was their choice. But Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, the Libertarian presidential candidate, emerged. He's a doctor. He's a first-time candidate. And he has gotten a lot of momentum, a lot of Tea Party support, the activists we call the Tea Party. And he's actually leading now in the polls. Most people expect him to get the Republican nomination. Over on the Democratic side, you do have the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Mangiardo, running against their Attorney General, Jack Conway. That's pretty close.
In Arkansas, Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln has a primary challenge from the left. That one seems like it's neck and neck.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, who has a lot of union support and a lot of people who were unhappy with her when she switched and voted against health care in the end, those people have tried to rally behind him. And while he trails her in the polls, there's also a third candidate running from the right, a man by the name of D.C. Morrison, businessman from Little Rock. If he holds both candidates below 50%, then there's going to be a runoff in June. That will be a tiny turnout election, and anything could happen then.
Pennsylvania, very interesting race. Former Republican Senator Arlen Specter is now a Democrat, fighting in a Democratic primary against Congressman Joe Sestak. The two candidates seem, you know, each has a chance to win. What do you think?
Joe Sestak has all the momentum at the end. He's really overtaken five-term veteran Arlen Specter, running against him for changing parties, in a sense, saying the only job he was interested in saving was his own. Arlen Specter has had close races before and pulled it out. He is a tough end campaigner. He's a good, strong closer. So I wouldn't rule him out at this point, but Sestak has had all of the momentum.
Also in Pennsylvania, in the 12th congressional district, there's a special election to fill the seat held by the late John Murtha. This is a kind of complex thing. It's a general to fill out the rest of the term, but also a primary to see who gets to run for the seat in November. This was once a safe Democratic seat in Western PA. What's likely to happen there?
36 years, John Murtha, an absolute legend in that part of the state, held this seat. He died unexpectedly this year. Now they're trying to fill out this year and then the next term. Tim Burns is a businessman. He's not been in politics before, and he has caught the imagination, if you will, of this same kind of activism of the populist right that we've been talking about. And the colors, if you will, of the Democratic Party, the John Murtha memory, is being carried by one of his former staff members, Mark Kritz, who is running essentially as the man who will deliver what John Murtha delivered to the district. So this race is way, way close. It is one of the most remarkably deadlocked races we've seen in a long time. It's a 2-to-1 Democratic registration advantage, but remember the district voted for John McCain. So it's extraordinarily hard to know which one of those different indicators to take most seriously at this point. Really too close to call.
Ron Elving is NPR Senior Washington Editor. Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
You're listening to NPR News.